Hello, everybody. Welcome to the new bonus episodes, or the bonus series, for the second season. I attended the Costa Rican Big Data School, and, you know, I thought that maybe some of you can take some value out of this. You know, many aspiring computer scientists and software engineers would really benefit from the things that they talk about in this event. This was a five-day event from Monday through Friday, from 8 to 4, so it was pretty extensive, and they talked about a lot of different subjects and, you know, very important things that you got to know in this day and age with big data and data science and data analysis. So I thought, you know what? I'll put this up. Maybe some of my listeners can take advantage of this and can benefit from listening to really, really high-end professors from the Texas Advanced Computing Center. So our instructors will be Wei-Ya Xu. He's a PhD and the group lead for Data Mining and Statistics Group. Prior to joining TAC, he obtained a master's degree in biological sciences and a doctoral degree in computer science from the University of Texas at Austin. Then there's also Charlie Day. Charlie Day is the Director of Training and Professional Development with the User Services Group at TAC, with a background in web development and scientific computing. Charlie's responsibilities at TAC include organizing, developing content, and building curriculums for TAC's academic course selection taught in conjunction with several departments at the University of Texas at Austin, as well as for TAC's professional development and educational team. Oh, well. Oh, and just a quick thanks to Danny Xie, who was the one who recorded these segments. Without him, we wouldn't have this awesome bonus round. So thank you very much, and enjoy.
Our drive share, you'll see there's a couple of text files here. There is the disease person object, the disease population object, disease Joe, and disease sample. Those are going to be pieces that you can go ahead and put into your Jupyter notebook. So first off, let's fire up our Jupyter notebooks and make sure everybody's working. The system administrator basically shut down all the notebooks that were running on that machine, so we should have our resources available again, I hope. The Jupyter.cache.cloud is a relatively new resource. So it's something we've never actually done this way before. So we're hoping. The 500 error? All right, so they're getting. You know what we can do? Try going to jupyter.designstate-ci.org. That should work as well. Actually, that should work better. Let me. Go to this jupyter.designstate-ci.org and try logging in with your login accounts. See if that works. Yeah, yes, we're trying to go to another, we're going to another container. Instead of the TAC cloud container, we'll do the designstate.org container. And just so we can tell, I'm sorry if you guys were looking at that. DesignSafe-CI. So let me put it in a note. So you guys can see it better. Let's try that. In fact, let me grab one of those and I'll try it myself. Technically, that should work. Let's go to my window, sign in. so we're So it will work to a degree. Okay. Yes. Great. So this is a using DesignScape is a temporary solution. All right. The files that we're going to be creating, if you're using DesignScape, the files you make today, they're not going to be permeable. They will essentially disappear tomorrow. So I would suggest you download the JSON file. I will give just a quick review, or just maybe a quick little lesson on what DesignSafe is. DesignSafe-ci.org is one of our applications at TAC. This is a cyber infrastructure that it supports the natural hazards community, meaning hurricanes, earthquakes, storm surge, and wind and tsunami. Those are the researchers that use DesignSafe to essentially do simulations, do modeling. They record data, they save data, they publish their data. It's like one giant environment for it all. Some of the applications we have available are, some of the applications that are available, I wonder if this might be interesting. Okay, look at that. So, this is so what happens here is we have a bunch of simulation software. We have some visualization software, data processing. We have data apps from some of our partners, and then some utilities, and you just have some custom applications that we use for ourselves. So Jupyter Notebooks is one of the things that's available here. And tomorrow I'll talk a little bit more about containers, but everything sitting on DesignSafe is containerized, and it essentially runs on our supercomputer. So even though that's invisible to you, anytime you're doing anything on DesignSafe, you're actually submitting a job on our supercomputer to actually run the job for you. But Jupyter is one of the things available there. It's got a lot more horsepower available. This Jupyter session has a lot more horsepower available than the Cloud Jupyter session, because the cloud resource is pretty new and we're still kind of testing it out. So unfortunately, for some of you, the test failed, but that's good data for our system admins to hopefully fix. Okay, anyways, if you have Jupyter working in DesignSafe, I just want to give you a heads up. Anything you write currently is going to be sitting in the root directory, and the root directory will not, when the next time you're, if you shut your server down and restart it, this stuff will disappear. Because these are training accounts and they don't keep their data. Okay, so one thing I wanted to tell you also is the, I may have mentioned this already, if you go to our shared folders, we have some code available for you guys. Everything marked with disease are the codes that we're going to look at today. And we're going to talk a little bit more about our model and see if we can do some interaction with our data. Okay, so just to recap, our goal is to build an explicit simulation.
So like I said earlier, I don't like podiums very much. So what our goal is today is we're going to build an explicit simulation, and we're going to use Python to do it. And it's all going to be object-oriented programming. So we are going to create a person object. All right. The person object is going to have some attributes. I kind of changed it from the way I presented it yesterday. I'll show you the changes here in a little bit. It'll have some attributes. It's going to have some methods, and we are going to see how that person tracks through time, all right? Then we're going to create a population, and that population is going to be composed of a list of people. And the people are going to interact with each other. And if the person happens to interact with somebody who's sick, and they are susceptible to getting sick, then there is a probability that they'll get sick, all right? By the end of all this, what we really want to do is track how long the disease propagated for what the maximum number of people were that actually got sick, and what the maximum number was, and how long, I think I already said how long the disease was infected for. And then we will start looking at the inoculation levels and see if we can say some of the people were inoculated to begin with, so they didn't get sick and they can't propagate the disease. How does that look? All right, so a sample run would look like this. Day one, Joe susceptible. Day two, Joe susceptible. Day three, day four, so on and so forth. Or day four, Joe got sick. And he's sick for 6 days, and so it took him 6 days to recover, and then he's recovered, all right? So we're all good with this. This is a new version that I was gonna show you guys. So this is kind of what we wrote. So Joe is a person. We're saying, hey, while Joe is not inoculated, so we have I'll show you what the object looks like. We're gonna start our loop. Every day, is one iteration of our loop, all right? So anytime that dot update is gonna be executed, one day passes. So we start with day one, so Joe.update. And now we're saying, hey, what is Joe's current status? Don't worry about the end. The end is just so I want all the print statements to, you know, come one right after the other. And now we're gonna look at if Joe's infected or not. If Joe's infected, we're gonna see how many days Joe was sick for and how many days he has left to be sick. And then we're gonna look at some bad luck. So if Joe's infected, we're gonna look at bad luck. If the random number comes up to be greater than 0.9 and Joe is not inoculated, then we're gonna infect Joe in 5 days. All right, so that's our process. If Joe's infected, we're gonna start tracking down how many days he is. If bad luck hits, then we're gonna infect Joe and make him sick. All right? So how that Joe object, the person object, looks like is this. So I've gotten rid of some of the methods to make life a little bit easier for us, and we're just gonna look at some of the attributes for Joe. So Joe has attributes, current status, days sick, is inoculated, is stable, and is infected, all right? So then we have some methods. One method is infect, and then we infect them for a number of days. Remember what that self is. That self is the reference to the instance of the object that we're currently in, right? And then we go and get Joe sick, or the person will get sick for so many days. Then we're going to set day sick equal to whatever day that gets entered in. Is infected is not gonna be true because Joe is sick. Well, so we would not call this method. If he is now inoculated, we're gonna set is infected to false, and we're gonna set day sick equals zero. We're gonna reset, essentially. And now, the next thing we have is this update. I should probably space that over. We have that update method. What update method is it just gonna update the current status of Joe, or the person. It essentially says, all right, if the current status is equal to well, that means, all right, so he is not sick, no matter what the current status is, and he is infected, we're then going to set the current status to be sick, all right? So we're saying if he starts out and he's well, and now infected is equal to true, his new status is going to be sick. And we're going to set is stable equal to false. He's not inoculated yet or anything like that, we're just making him sick, he's infected, and he is not stable, all right? Any questions there? Else, meaning if he is something besides well, or if he's something besides infected, we're gonna look at if the current status is sick, then we're going to deduct the number of days he's been sick. Remember, every time you call update, you're setting a new date, or a new day passes. So we call update and a new day passes. So if he's already sick, we're gonna make the number of days he's sick and subtract it by one. If we call update and the number of days sick is now equal to zero, we're gonna set the current status equal to recovered. We're gonna make him inoculated so he cannot get sick again. We're gonna keep him stable and we're gonna make his infected equal to false. So essentially, if the day sick is equal to zero, we're resetting everything, except the current status is now recovered instead of well. Okay? Does that make sense? Okay, so is there a question? I'm sorry? Is there a question? Okay, all right. Yeah. So stable is essentially just, so it needs some flags, and I'm not sure if I actually end up using stable or not. So sometimes I code off the seat of my head and just see what comes up. I think that I use this stable. If is status and is infected equals true, the stable equals false. I might be using stable in the actual code. I'll have to look at that. All right, so, okay, I think I shared the actual code. Is infected, so I'm not using a stable there. And I'm using a stable here. Is infected. I might not be using a stable anywhere. All right, so, oh, you know what? No, I'm even having not Joe inoculated instead. Yeah, we could probably get rid of the stable. Okay, so we're gonna now, let's see. I'm gonna show you guys what that kind of looks like in the notebook. We're going to do it this way instead. I'm just going to create a new notebook because I don't want to give you spoilers. New Python 3. So we're going to do new Python 3, and inside there we're going to go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and just cut and paste the person object that I created. There's no preview for text, really. What if I rename that? Wow, there is no. Alright, that's fine. Alright, so here's our person object. I'm going to copy and paste that into my notebook. Okay, so my person object. The initialization, we're setting up current status, day sick, is inoculated. Looks like we probably don't need a stable because I'm not actually using that code. I'm using the is not inoculated instead. Is infected, and then we have the method infect and lasts for so many days. And we're going to set the day sick equal to days. So that's what we're doing here. We're going to go ahead and set infected equal to true. And if he's inoculated, we're gonna set it equal to false because I don't even think I'm even doing that. All right, and set that this day sick equals. I don't think I need to do that either. We're gonna update our code, or we're gonna update the person each day, and then we're gonna see track how that goes with Joe. All right, so the next piece of code that I'm going to pull up here, and there's way too many stuff. Actually, I still have that here. So here's Joe. So here's my Joe. Making Joe sick. Okay, so using random numbers, because that's what we're going to generate, and Joe is going to be a person. While Joe is not inoculated, we're going to go and update Joe. Now we're going to get a new status for Joe, and if he's infected, meaning if our bad luck is over, if he's already infected, we're just going to go ahead and print out how many days sick he is. Then if bad luck hits, he is then going to get sick, and he's not inoculated. We're going to go ahead and infect him for 5 days. So we're going to run these two pieces. So it starts out, Joe is well. Okay, so we're calling Joe.update. His current status is well. Joe's still well. He's doing really good. He looks like he's pretty lucky. And then, boom, he got sick. So then Joe is sick for five days to go. 4 days to go, 3 days to go, 2 days to go, 1 day to go, and now Joe's recovered. All right, if we look at Joe's status now, Joe dot is inoculated. He is inoculated, let's print that out. You'll see that he is now inoculated as true, which means that Joe cannot be sick again. So essentially, if we're to run this piece of code again, and we're gonna go and update Joe and not make him a person, you're gonna see it never runs because Joe
is inoculated. So this loop will never exit, run again. So Joe's never going to be sick again. He's inoculated. That's the assumption we're going to make. Once you're inoculated, you cannot get sick. Okay. So next, what we want to do is we want to introduce our population. So what's our population look like? So there is our population object. And you might be able to see this a little easier. Oh, I see. Get feedback or something in here. Okay, so what we have is we have our population. We're going to use random numbers here to infect. So I made this population a little differently. You guys will now have to modify this population code to actually adhere to what we're looking for. So what this population object does is it sets a list of people. So this is going to be our people object. Not sure, it's something, maybe it's a power cable on my phone is coming up on the mic. So I thought it was my phone vibrating, but the phone's not vibrating. So, all right, so we have our, we're going to go ahead and set up our people object. And we're going to essentially build it with however many people, so we're going to pass in a number, and that's going to be the number of people in your population. All right, so it could be 10, it could be 100, however big you want your population to be. First off, we're going to introduce and we're going to create an empty list. So self.people equals empty. We create bad luck. So bad luck in this case, since I don't have the word self in front of it, it's not an attribute to the object. It's just a variable in the method. All right, so there is a difference there. So bad luck is going to equal, we're going to create a random number, and it's going to be a random integer between 0 and the number you've chosen minus 1, all right? Because random numbers are inclusive, so 0 to 10, the number 10 could come up. But remember, in a list, it only goes from 0 to 9. So this is going to give us if our number of people in our population is 10, this will give us a random number between 0 and 9, all right? So the way I'm doing it is remember we have to have at least one person sick to start the simulation. So this is our one person that's going to be sick. Then we go through our loop, and I'm going for I in range 0 to number, and I'm creating a person, P, and I'm adding that person to our people list. So now our people list has 10 people in it, okay? And of that people, one of the people is going to be sick for 5 days. All right, so we understand that. Our next method, so this is just our initializer, this is our constructor. Our next method is a counter. All this does, it goes through and counts how many people in your population are sick. Starts counting equals 0, and then we just proceed through the entire people population. And if the person is infected, remember we have that P dot is infected, we go ahead and move our sick counter to equal sick count plus 1. And then we just return however many people are sick. Same thing now here. Remember, each person has an update. So what we really want to do is update all the people at the exact same time. So, or not the exact same time, but with one update command. So we have this update inside of our population object. So this is what increments each day, and it'll go through the entire list of people and update their status. So now I'm going to say for p equals self.people, p.update. If there's bad luck, and this is what's going to be a little different for you guys than what I did here. If there's bad luck, we're going to select we're going to look at the random number, and we are going to infect another person randomly. If that person A is not inoculated and B is currently not infected, all right. Basically, once they're infected, you cannot be infected again. I already have the flu. If I'm with somebody else who has the flu, I won't get the flu again because I'm already have the flu. So, if these conditions are true, bad luck is greater than 9, and he's not inoculated and not infected, then we're going to infect this. Now, what we're going to have is you guys are going to work on this called infected, all right, or interact. What interact is going to do is everybody in your population will interact with 10 people at random, all right? 10 people at random. If any one of those people are sick, whoever interacted with that person has potential to be sick as well. So instead of me just doing this, saying, hey, if there's bad luck, you're infected, no, instead the population is going to interact with each other. And if one person they interact with is sick, they might get sick, and so on and so forth. But this is going to be the watered down version I'm showing you. If I showed you how to do it, there wouldn't be a challenge and it'd be really boring. So let's go ahead and move in my people object in there as well. So this is our population, and I'm going to put that right underneath person. Insert cell below, and we're going to paste that. So everything should be good. All right. So population. There's my init, number of people sick. I'm going to return sick count and update. All right. So now I'm going for our last piece that we have put together, which is our running our sample population. Okay, so we're going to look at random numbers. We're building our population of 10 people, and our day count begins at 0, so 0 day. We have one person sick, and we have one patient 0 that's going to be sick that our population already takes care of. Now I'm just going to count. All right, while my population dot number of sick, which is our method, is greater than 0, remember the simulation ends when nobody's sick anymore. I'm just gonna go and say, all right, day count equals day count plus 1. All right, so if somebody's sick, I'm gonna update the population. Remember what the update does, it goes through the entire population list and updates each person and gets a new status for them. Then I'm just gonna print out each day, I'm gonna print out how many people are sick. And we're just going to keep looping through there and seeing how many people are sick every day. And then finally, we're going to print out what the total days that the disease propagated for. So let's run that as a sample, and there you enter. Oh, I didn't run this population object yet, so it doesn't know it exists. So let's clear all of our output and run everything here. And run all. Oh, because this object doesn't exist, I'm going to return a true for now. Let's just return 0. All right. And run all. Okay, so we already saw what happened to Joe. You know, now, wow, Joe was really lucky that time. He's been well for a long time before he got sick, and then he recovered. All right? So now here is where our population kicks in. So day count equals day count plus 1. Updating the population, I'm just getting the number of sick. So first day, we have 2 people sick. And then 5, and then 5, and then 7, 6, 5, 2, 2, 2, and then 0. All right, so occasionally it did go to 0 where everybody is inoculated. We can add a couple methods just to see what people look like. Let's go ahead, just for the fun of it, let's add another method inside of our population, and let's call it a number of people, let's just say number of inoculated, and self. All right, so what this is gonna do, if this method's gonna count how many people in our population has been inoculated before the disease died. So we're gonna say, inoculated count equals, count equals 0, and for p in self.people, if p dot is inoculated, remember tab does spacing for us. Oh, is inoculated with 1 n or 2 n's? Ask the great Google. Inoculated is with 1 n, not 2. All right, I'll fix that. Oh, there it is. All right, 1 n.
and 1N. If P is inoculated, then we're just going to increase our count. I don't know if I spell things properly too. Inoculated. That's all right. There we go. Count equals plus 1. And then we're going to return an inoculated count. All right, so I'm curious, at the end of all this, when everybody got sick, and everybody's now healthy, how many people got inoculated? So, population. And it's plus str. I call that number of inoculated. All right. See if that works. Oh, I need to reload my population because I haven't put a new method in there, and it's all good. And let's add that. All right. So out of my, oh, come on. Is that not return? Oh, that's a method. I have to do that. All right. So everybody in this population, I have 10 people in the population. All 10 people got inoculated by the end of the simulation. All right. Now we can spread it again. I wonder if there's ever somebody, this one's a good example. The population, just the sickness disappeared. So if you see how it lasted, it started out with 4 people being sick, then 5, then 6, and 3, and then 2, and then 1, and 0. Total number of days it was sick was 12, but only 7 people got inoculated, which means 3 people never got sick to begin with in this simulation. Let's run it again. 8 people got inoculated, and the disease lasted 20 days. Now, mind you, this current version that we have, there is no interaction. We are just randomly going through the update, and if bad luck hits, then somebody got sick. All right? Just like that, just like patient zero, everybody we're dealing with gets sick the same way. So that's why we're doing the P infect. That's not what we want. What we want is for each person to interact with 10 people or 5 people. Let's give it a percentage instead. Let's say they interact with 10% of the population. So each person interacts with 10% of the population, 10% of the total number. All right? So each person interacts with 10% of the population. If anybody they interact with is sick, then they have the potential to become sick. Okay? How would we do that? What does that mean? Everybody interacts with, let's choose a number, 2 people. So what would that mean? What will our person object have to deal with? So we're going to have to add a couple methods, obviously. So we're going to have to add, what are we going to need to add to, what are we going to need to add to person? Somebody have a suggestion? I think I heard something.
Chance of getting infected.
I'm sorry? Go ahead.
Like the chance of getting infected.
The chance of getting better? Yeah. We're all objects, right? So every single one of us are an object, right? What happens, let's say one of the attributes we have is memory, okay? And at lunch, I sat down with a couple, like 3 or 4 of you, and I was sitting and chatting. So I interacted today during lunch with 4 people, right? That is an attribute now, that is an attribute to Charlie being a person object, right? So we need to add
something to our person object to be able to keep track of who they interacted with, right? Every day they're going to interact with 10% of the population. So every day, every day they need to have something that has the population, who they interacted with. So what's our population have? What is this? What is that?
Array.
It's an array or a list? Yeah, it's a collection, right? So just like that, inside of our memories, we have a collection of people we interacted with. That's our data set that we're dealing with. So what we may need is a way of keeping track of who people interacted with. So what we might need to do is inside here is create a list.
So we might need to create a list that is keeping track of who the person interacted with. So what if we say, okay, self.interaction equals blank. All right? So now we have a list of people they interact with. So now here, this is what's essentially going to be built. If anybody in this list is sick, then this person has a chance of being sick. Okay, next thing. So we need to populate that somehow. And we want to get rid of this line. This is currently what's controlling our population and updates who's being sick. Instead, this line is going to fill in everybody that a person has had interaction with. There, I'm gonna make some of this stuff easier to read. Okay. So what we need to do is inside this interact, somehow, this is going to build our person dot interaction list. If anyone in this list is sick, then, and this person is not sick, and this, this person is not inoculated, then this person may get sick. Okay, so your exercise, all right, and we have approximately 20 minutes or so, is to build that interact method. All right? The interact method is your population is going to, each person in your population interacts with 10 people. All right? If you want to keep that 10 people inside of the interact and not worry about this interaction list here, that's okay, but I think it'll be easier if you just rebuild the interaction list and go through that list to see who may or may not be sick. Your population is going to interact with 10 random persons. If your person interacts with a sick person, they're not inoculated, they may get sick. All right? So this is what we're going to try and build, is that interact method. And hopefully, we will see this play out in a more real scenario. Okay? So let's go ahead and take that. Feel free to kind of work with yourselves or work with your neighbors. If you want to split into groups and talk about things, that's usually the best way to do it. All right?
Can I see the number of the inoculated?
At the very end?
At the beginning.
Oh, at the beginning. Which one, I guess?
In class population.
Okay, the population. Let's pull that all into here instead. Population object. All right. And sorry, I'm going to make, because I changed it a little bit when you do this. All right. So there is our first population object. Here we have random. We're initializing it with a number. That number is how big our population is going to be. So we're going to run this for multiple size populations to see what it looks like. So we're going to run it for this sample, we're going to run it for 10. Make sure your code runs right. Then we're going to increase that to 1,000, and we're going to increase that to 10,000 and see what it looks like, and we're going to capture that data. And then we're going to make multiple runs where you might wish to change the bad luck percentage. Right now I have the bad luck set at 90%. You might want to set that for a different number. But we're going to see if we can get people sick, and we're going to see how it looks like. All right. This code, by the way, is available in our slide deck, so you guys can go ahead and load that in. Guys, this is the command rnd.randint that creates the random number between 0 and another number. All right. Remember all some of the other things we did as well. Remember, we can do a for each inside of a list. So if we have a list of objects or a list of objects, we can iterate through each one of those objects using that for P in self people. So this is each person that is inside this list becomes this P character, right? So that is what, and so if I make any modifications to P, that is what we can mess with. So something else to keep in mind. Sometimes it's just good to write down what it is you need to do and then figure out how to do it. I'm going to change that to 20% of the population instead. That's what I was trying to think of, some numbers that make sense in a classroom like this. All right, hey, just to make everything simple, and I was just talking out loud, we'll just keep it with the 10. So every day you interact with, say, 10 people. So we will do that. Instead of 20%, it'll be 10 people. Which makes sense. I mean, if you're in a small group of just 10 people, chances are high you're interacting with everybody. But, you know, like a larger group of people, you want to have a constant relationship per day. We'll just leave it at the end. Make life a little bit easier. Remember, this is an object, so once you have your interact going, where you're interacting with, each person's interacting with 10 people, give it a try and see if you can print out the list, kind of what I have up here, of who's everybody interacted with. And then move to see if anybody in that list that they've interacted with is sick. Raise your hand if you have any questions, and I'll come and see if I can give you guys some hints. So this is my interact method that I just created, instead of a little help from Carlos. Getting another set of eyes to find my bugs. But here we have person zero interact with 10 people. 6290989495. So it looks like 0 and 9 are really good friends, so they interact with a lot today. We can add a little bit of a scenario to make sure that they don't interact with the same person, as with different people. I'm not gonna worry about it, because this happens in real life all the time. You interact with the same person multiple times a day. Mm-hmm. So person one interacted with these people, person two interacted with these people, and so on and so forth. But here's everybody in my population who they interacted with. Does everybody have an interact method working yet?
Almost.
Almost? All right, let's keep going here before I you know, show you what my version was. The most useful piece is to understand how lists work, that you can append to a list, you can call back from a list, and every item inside that list is whatever object type that is. So if I have a list of people, and I say people sub zero is a person. So here's my people list here. So what is type my population of people? It's a list, right? So what about sub zero? That's person. You know, sub nine is also a person. So here's a collection of people. So I just need to go through that list and just kind of append it to that interaction list, which is exactly kind of sort of what I did. Say we have about 10 more minutes, so I'll give you guys the 10 more minutes to finish up, and then afterwards, when we come back from our break, we'll talk about what the solution is, and then we'll see if we can put the next part together, which is the interaction and the getting sick.
So once you go through the list and find out at least one person who should be sick,
then this bit of code is essentially going to be executed. You're going to update and you're going to say, all right, bad luck is equal to random. If that is greater than 90% and the current person is already inoculated, then that person who interacted with them can get sick, will be infected for 5 days. All right, so I think the coffee is ready from what Diego said. So let's go and take a coffee break. We'll come back, we can discuss this, see what you guys came up with as far as solutions. I can show you my solution, we'll code that up, and then we'll continue on and get some data together. Okay, thanks.